Interviewing officers Detective Porcus and Officer Choi Ross, interviewing Mr. Wolfe in relation to the murders of Blanchette Perrault and her grandmother. Mr. Wolfe was partaking in his interview voluntarily, and I must state for the record that you are not under arrest. You are not required to stay at the police station. You may also obtain free and independent legal advice by phone if you wish. The time is 14:48. Mr. Wolfe.
Please. Mr. Wolfe was my uncle, who raised me after my parents were killed in a freak accident involving two steroid-pumped pheasants and a rogue pigeon shooter. Call me Big Bad.
You had a traumatic childhood then?
Psychoanalyzing me won't incriminate me.
It makes sense. An ex-con with a troubled upbringing, going on a killing rampage to vent some internalized anguish.
Oi! They never proved nothing about that. The houses came down by themselves, those little pigs and rats. I did my time, plus community service. That leisure centre on Woodburn Road is now graffiti-free thanks to me. Those penises took days to paint over. They were massive. The veins were as big as my arm. You know, I'm not a fan of these long silences. I tend to fill them.
Would that be a problem?
Of course not.
Can you tell me about your evening on the 27th of May?
Got home from work about 7. I was wet through from the rain, so I ran a bath. Caught the end of Grey Norton, then went to bed.
That's your story.
That's what happened.
Who was on that night?
Graham.
I see.
Nicole Kidman, promoting a film where she plays a medium haunted by the spirit of her own dead husband. A little bit black spirit for me, but I'm merely a humble wolf. Some northern comedian was next to her, publicising his stand-up tour, whose penis jokes were much too crude for quick kids misliking. Who instead took a shine to the musical guest, a young up-and-coming artist from Sweden, Joel, with 3 L's. With blonde hair and blue eyes, and I must say that is very Hitler of her. Shall I go on to the big red chair?
That'll do. Where do you work, Mr. Wolf?
Off-market property investment.
Do you enjoy your job?
I enjoy what it affords me.
You work here in the woods?
Yes, right on the border.
So, you must pass the cottage on your commute.
I do.
Have you ever met Miss Perrault before?
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, am I, detective? How could I miss her? Dressed in red, screaming for attention. I saw her every day.
Did you see her on the day she died?
I'm sure I passed her, along with the many other inhabitants of this forest.
Were you the last person to see her alive?
I wouldn't imagine so. You say she died beside her grandmother.
Did I say that?
I'd say the last face they saw was that of their killer, not my beady-eyed gaze.
What did you think of Blanchette?
I worried about her, mostly because I know exactly what I was doing when I was her age. I'm not surprised she got herself killed, a child out in a deep dark forest, alone, every day. There are some shifty creatures around these parts.
Some might argue that you're the dangerous one.
They'd be right, but I don't trouble myself with easy prey anymore.
You talk like a predator.
It's in my nature. Just how it's in your nature to thrive on donuts.
Can you think of anyone that would want to hurt Blanchette?
Perhaps. If there was, they should be easy enough to find. Not many make themselves an enemy of an 8-year-old.
You think there was someone else out there who did this?
Are you trying to suggest something?
I'm suggesting you know more than you let on.
This is not an interrogation, I'm afraid. You don't have me in custody. I know my rights.
Are you sure?
I know some of my rights.
We've already established you have a history with the Criminal Justice Service. Shall we talk about that?
No.
How about your history with the victim?
I already said I barely know her.
What about the other victim? Tegan Perrault, who was found mauled to death beside a granddaughter's bloodied corpse.
Please, spare me the details.
For the purpose of the tape, I'm now showing Mr. Wolf a picture of Tegan Perrault, 65. You seem uncomfortable.
I'm just not good with gore.
There's no blood in this picture.
Just picturing what she might have looked like.
What about this picture?
Oh, Jesus.
Who is in this picture?
That's Blanchette. What's left of her.
And this one?
Tegan.
What's her full name?
Tegan Perrault.
This is the condition that the victims were found in after they'd been attacked and left for dead.
You really need to catch the animal that did this.
Remind me, where did you say you were on the night of the 27th?
At home.
Your home?
Yes.
Are you in a relationship, Mr. Wolf?
I hardly see the relevance, Detective Porcus.
I was just eager to find out if anyone could corroborate your whereabouts on the night in question. It's hardly an alibi.
I keep to myself.
Have you always been this way?
Yeah, it's easier. People are messy.
In what sense of the word?
In every sense.
Would you say you're an angry person?
No, never. I practice Chai Tea.
Tai Chi?
Chai Tea, yeah.
Does that not encourage combative behaviour?
We are only defensive. I enjoy the meditation. Mine comes in the form of 2 nuts a day.
Don't you need to work?
Precisely.
But you could handle yourself in a fight.
Pumped on adrenaline, couldn't we all?
Have you been in many fights?
Never.
Never? That seems hard to believe. Everyone has arguments.
Arguments aren't in question. I've never been in a physical fight.
But verbal?
Oh. He speaks.
You've had verbal fights with individuals.
Everyone has exes.
Lovers spats.
They adequately demonstrate my point that people are messy. You get no trouble from your right hand.
Would you mind talking me through the events of that last meeting with Miss Perrault?
It could have been any other day. In all honesty, the event I have pictured in my brain, I could be remembering from any number of identical interactions. I left work around 6. I'm supposed to finish at 5, but they always find a way to keep me until 6. I headed home. No, wait. I stopped off for a pastry. I reward myself with carbs every so often. Pastries are my weakness. I stopped off, bought a selection. Then I headed home. I was about 5 minutes from the cottage when I saw her, dressed like usual, carrying some basket or satchel. I can't quite remember. She was headed there, to the cottage, of course. I didn't say a word. No, maybe I said hello. I think I actually asked her what was in the basket. Where she was going, you know, general small talk. We went our separate ways.
Was that the last time you saw her?
Yes.
I almost forgot. We collected witness statements from the neighbours of the cottage. One eyewitness does confirm that they did see you talking to Miss Perrault, but they also saw you then enter the cottage at around...
6:45? Yes. I did pop in to see Tegan. She'd been having some health struggles, and I like to check up on some of the residents around here to make sure they're doing okay. I didn't know Blanchette was on the way, otherwise I wouldn't have bothered.
How often have you been checking up on Miss Perrault?
For the last few weeks, while she's been unwell.
You like to let yourself into these homes, of those you care for.
I'm not some random guy bursting into houses swinging an axe around. I'm a welcome visitor.
Blanchette hadn't also been caring for Tegan.
No, the useless little shrimp had other priorities than her grandmother's well-being.
There's some hostility here.
You're very perceptive.
It's my job. I do it well.
Bold of you to say. Although you're a bold person, aren't you?
Let's remain focused.
I'm no psychologist, but you do radiate powerful energy. I'm seeing tangerine. Your aura is very strong. I'm guessing you thrive off power and enjoy your job because you're able to dominate those weaker than you. I'm close, aren't I? You probably experienced a lot of humiliation in your childhood, and you cling to trauma from events that were out of your control. Now the only comfort you have comes from taking charge of the little interviews like this, where you think you're above those sitting in my seat. Probably why you won't let this one speak, because you got this. You don't need his help, because that means you're weak, and he's only here to meet the legal guidelines of this interview.
Are you quite finished?
I do speak.
Just shush, okay?
Maybe this is some kind of strategy you're trying. Tough cop, dumb cop. Now which is which?
Enough. We're not here to be interrogated unless you're here to waste everyone's time.
Fine. I'll answer your question. Yes, there's some hostility here. You would think your granddaughter would be looking out for your best interests, not picking and choosing what parts of your life she cares about. Tegan deserved better.
How long did you visit Miss Perrault for?
Must have been no longer than 30 minutes.
Then you went home.
I left, chatted to Little Red, then went home.
How far is the journey?
About 10-minute walk.
That's close. Handy not being too far away. But if I remember correctly, there was a heavy storm on the night of the 27th. You walked all the way home through the thunder and lightning.
It wasn't raining when I left.
Sounds about right. The storm went on late. Except you mentioned before that you ran yourself a bath because you were wet through, soaked from the torrential rain. A 10-minute walk is hardly anything. I'm sure at wolf speeds that could easily be a 5-minute, if that, run. Something I just know, and it's been on my mind. Graham Norton doesn't start until 10:45. I never miss an episode. Nicole Kidman's press tour was 3 months ago.
Reruns exist?
Reruns, yes. You could have caught an old episode and not known. You're obviously a novice to the Norton game. But unless you do have nearly 3-hour-long baths, I don't think you came in soaked at 7 o'clock. I think you came in soaked hours later and ran that bath because you had gone back to the cottage, attacked Tegan and her granddaughter, got drenched running back through this thunderstorm, and only caught the end of the show because you'd been out killing 2 innocent people.
Conjecture, to speak your language.
No alibi. Easy motivation, you're a wolf. Maybe you even kill Grandma on your way home. Rewarded yourself with a pastry, as you do. Then you see little one skipping down the path and realise you need to kill her too.
You think you're clever?
It's as clear as day to me. 2 helpless victims. An old lady, unwell, could never put up a fight. You couldn't fight your animal instincts and attacked.
No.
A young child weak against the might of a big bad wolf. Pathetic, weak prey.
No, never. It was an accident. We were lovers.
What? She was 8.
Not her. Tegan. We've been together for 6 years.
But she was old. What are you, like 30?
I'm 26, thank you. And 65 is not old. She was not that much older than me. I got to see her after work. She told me that the hostility between me and Blanchette was getting too much. She was choosing her over me. You're right, it was my animal instincts. But not because she was weak prey. Never. I don't do weak prey, I told you. But then Blanchette arrived. Fresh, supple. I thought, may as well have a tasty snack. And she tasted delicious.
Mr. Wolf, you're under arrest on suspicion of murder. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.